This is Colourful Radio. The melodic music station.
Colourful Radio.
Stretch Taylor's Ghetto Heaven Show here Tuesday nights, 9 till midnight on Colourful Radio, worldwide on colourfulradio.com, Sky Digital 0194, and of course now on DAB as well, bringing real soul, real R&B and real hip-hop back to the table, the classy side of urban music. As promised, we have a special guest in the studio tonight, and you know, we're going to have a proper interview. I'm going to run through 20 tracks of his career, so it's all about his own show really tonight. And following on from our guests of previous months, we've had Joe, a.k.a. Joe Thomas, TQ, and in the last few weeks, independent soul artist Sam Bostick. Now, tonight, we have an artist who has four great albums to his name, from 1996's True to Myself, A Day in the Life, Hurricane, that's three of them, but tonight he's here to talk about his already classic fourth album, Love and Life, and his career in general. On Colourful Radio tonight, we bring you platinum-selling, Grammy-nominated, Soul Train award-winning singer, songwriter, producer, and simply one of my favourite artists we bring you tonight, Eric Benet. What's up, sir?
Stretch, man, I'm loving that intro, man.
Gotta do this properly. So you're in London to promote the amazing new album, Love and Life.
Yeah, bro.
Tell us about that.
Man, I feel really, really good about this record for a couple different reasons. You know, this record is one of those situations in my career that I was able to completely do it the way I wanted to do it. I mean, I've been at the Warner, you know, the Warner Brothers family for quite a while now. We were talking about that before we started the interview, but
yeah.
I've always wanted to just do a record, like complete autonomy, you know. And this, finally, I got a chance to do it. They pretty much just wrote me a check and said, "Go make your damn record," and left me alone. And so, you know, for people to be receiving, you know, this positive, you know, feedback and the Grammy noms, and man, it just feels so good. I went back home to my hometown of Milwaukee, and I just you know, I really wanted to just go back to my roots while making this record, and because also thematically I wanted the record to almost be like an homage to R&B. You know, you can really hear that. You can hear that on like a single. The first single in the States was "You're the Only One."
That's right.
And it's you know, that just reeks of like 70s soul,
yeah,
classic.
It's like a throwback.
Exactly. And it's like that song, and maybe another one was you know, just all about the 70s and that good feeling R&B. So I mean, there's so many songs on the record that you know, are coming from that place of just tribute to real soul, classic R&B.
It's like a, to me, it's like a breath of fresh air in a tired scene at the moment.
Wow.
You know, it's you know, it's good to have you back. We at the end of the year, we've been supporting the album for 6 months now.
Wow.
Since September.
Oh, check that out.
And
thanks,
we run the end of year chart, which is like the top 75. You know, it's real soul, real R&B and real hip hop. And the album came in at number 2.
Oh.
Boom.
What? That's love, man. Thank you.
So we're celebrating the album tonight. Also, we're also celebrating my birthday as well.
Oh, happy birthday, you bro. Yeah. Stretch. How old are you, man?
Ooh. Should we tell the listeners how? 38.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You look like you about...
I got my dad's jeans.
You look about 25, man.
Anyway, congratulations on such an excellent album. So, what are you trying to achieve with this album?
Man, I just really wanted this record to, you know, to reflect where I'm at in my life right now. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm at this place of, like, almost like just at peace and like present, and really enjoying, really, I guess, almost like enjoying my maturity. You know, like I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm having a lot of fun with, you know, dancing, laughing, singing, making love, and just like being really happy about being alive and celebrating it, and a lot of that I think is you know, transferred through the, you know, the music and the lyrics on the record. It's like a lot of people, like, they hear this record and they just say, man, it just, I just feel good when I listen to these songs.
Yeah, it's feel good music.
Yeah, exactly. And Lord knows we need a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know, in this day and age. And so, I mean, that's, shoot. If there was anything I was trying to do, it was just, you know, just try to contribute to the positive a little bit more on this record.
So the producer's another artist on the album. Mm-hmm. You want to break that down, any inspirations?
Most of the record was just primarily done with a combination of myself and my partner DeMonte. We got my cousin George involved in a couple songs as well. And, you know, that's who I got the most history with, and I just go back from the beginning with those cats. And I actually, on one song on the record, I brought in Keith Crouch
to
Jubu Smith, and we did Chocolate Legs together. But yeah, as far as, like, you know, trying to holler at, like, you know, huge, you know, big name producers or this, that, and the other, I just wanted to, you know, Just keep it all close to the heart, and just keep it in house, and just make something real, like authentic, and just, you know, just to celebrate, like, my creative, you know, almost like evolution.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it's a good thing you didn't go down that route with the big name producers. It sounds very organic.
Yeah, man, and thank you. I appreciate that. And I mean, that has proven to be the best way for me to approach everything in life. You know, so especially when I come to the music, it's all about, you know what, I'm not trying to chase what's you know, what's hot or what's hype or what's really in the minute. I'm just trying to, like, listen to my heart, you know. And that's where the best stuff comes from.
Absolutely. I love the beats on the album, actually. It's so solid.
Thanks,
from
bro.
Start to finish.
Thanks.
It's been a long while since I've listened to an album that you can listen to start to finish, and there's no real fillers, and, you know, you don't get the sort of two good tracks and the rest is just throwaways.
Don't you hate that mess, man?
Oh, it's been going on too long.
Oh, man, I really appreciate that. I mean, I really press it upon myself to make every song, you know, on the record like its own very special journey, you know. So I don't really like approach albums or CDs like, okay, let me knock the first single out the park first, or let me try to make a strong radio single.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, let me just flow and you know, let my heart speak musically and honestly. I think that's the best approach. I mean, I think when you approach, I don't know, I guess it's pretty much a rule of thumb for life, but if you whatever it is, if you approach it honestly, like, you're not, no ulterior motives, no, you know, let me just have this creation be like the purest representation of me. Then I think that's when you got, like, a really good shot of making something classic, or making one of those albums, like you said, where it's like, okay, it's not really a lot of filler on this. I'm feeling every track on here, and it's taking me somewhere. Every one is taking me someplace special.
Yeah, I seem to get a different favorite every week. Now, you know that's a good album when that happens.
Wow, that's dope right there, man. Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, I remember listening to... That's how I used to, like, listen to records back in the day. You know, Earth, Wind & Fire, you know, Bobby Caldwell, OJ's. Or, it would be like, okay, damn, which one is my favorite this week? It's like when the music is authentic, the song... is going to speak to you differently every time.
Yeah. So we're serious about and passionate about music on the station here at Colourful. And your album is now on sale finally in the UK. Thank goodness.
So, when did that happen, by the way?
Was it Monday?
Oh, good.
March the 2nd. Yeah, March the 2nd.
Good.
So it's good to see in the UK market. So without further ado, let's get into, you know, we've got to feature like 20 tracks on this interview today. So
that's a lot of
tracks. Go through four back-to-back from a brand-new album. Stretch Taylor's Get Out Heaven show here, exclusive to Colourful, with my special guest tonight, Eric Benet. Let's get into some joints from the fantastic brand new album, Love and Life.
The Melodic Music Station.
Colourful Radio.
Okay, so we're back on the other side. Colourfulradio.com worldwide and Sky Digital 0194, and also we're now live to London on DAB. Ghetto Heaven Show with me, Stretch Taylor, with my special guest tonight, Eric Benet. We're talking about tracks from his amazing brand new album, Music for the Grown and Sexy. So we're here to talk about love and life. Now, just give us a quick breakdown of those four tracks. You're the Only One, Weekend Girl, Spanish Flight, and Still I Believe.
Yeah, man, You're the Only One was a conversation DeMonte and George and I were having in the studio. We were just talking about, you know, music from the 70s. Specifically R&B music from the 70s, and how it just used to hit our hearts a whole lot harder, and it just seemed like there was a whole lot more craftsmanship that went into the actual making and arranging of the songs. And then the conversation just kind of like turned into a jam session. And the next thing you know, we had this song that felt like it could have been from that era, and that just had all of those, you know, the lushness and that you know, that almost kind of like Philly international, like passion. And yeah, man, the song was actually did really well back home. It was like number one for 4 weeks back home, so I'm grateful for that. What was the next song? Weekend Girl?
Weekend Girl. You don't even have to explain that. We know what that's about.
we know what that's about. But I mean, Weekend Girl is another one of those songs where I like to think of You're the Only One as almost like a mid-early 70s influence song, and Weekend Girl is almost like a late 70s Earth, Wind & Fire-ish kind of kind of vibe on it.
Exactly.
And we got Spanish Fly, which that's just straight just, you know, we were just experimenting with mixing some salsa / merengue with R&B with a very sexy subject. And I'm sorry, what was the last?
And Still I Believe.
Still I Believe was actually a song that my daughter, India, is singing background on.
Okay.
And Still I Believe almost has, it's almost like 90s West Coast R&B, you know? You know, there's another song on the record too that's got that 90s influenced as well, but yeah, it's just kind of a raw West Coast kind of a kind of a vibe of just defiantly believing in love.
It's a beautifully produced album. So you say you've got complete creative control over this one.
Yeah, man.
Which must be a good feeling.
Oh man, it feels so good. I believe there's no other way to do a record. And like I said before, I mean, I've been trying to plead the case since I was signed at Warner Brothers, and I think now that everybody involved is so pleasantly pleased with the outcome of this, I don't think it's going to be much of a battle anymore, you know, when I go back in the studio.
Yeah. So how long you been in the game now? It's got to be, what, a good 15,
you
20 years?
Lying, man. It's been like, well, let me put it this way. My sister and I, woo, this is going back right here. My sister and I, we were actually signed to EMI as a brother sister duo called Benet.
That's right, yeah.
Way back in 92.
Yeah.
So I was only 8 years old then. No, I was a little older than eight, y'all. But so yeah, that was like my first experience with you know, the industry. It was a whole nother game back then. I mean, it's been interesting to watch how hip hop, how R&B became influenced by hip hop, and then hip hop took over as pop music. And now it seems like R&B is starting to almost like make a resurgence, while hip hop is like
reinventing
on the decline.
Itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you can tell that by the, obviously you're over here for the live shows at the Jazz Cafe. You're doing three nights from tonight.
Yeah.
And I think that shows in some of the concerts. I think the public as well are becoming a bit sick with the same old, you know, how do I say it? The same old formulas.
Exactly.
In the sort of pop R&B artists, and they want the real artists back. I mean, you've only got to look at some of the concerts that are coming out of happened recently over here. You've got Cameo, Raphael Sadiq, Q-Tip's coming over.
That's what's
had Freddie Jackson last week, Rose Royce.
That's what's
and
up.
Now obviously yourself. So there's like this resurgence, and people have just, I think they've just had enough and they want to hear real music again.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think authentic emotion never goes out of style. It might it might take a back seat to some sensationalism for a little while.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's always just poised and ready to come back to the forefront. And I think that's what's happening right now. I'm just glad to be somebody who's making music in this day and age, you know, still trying to hold that torch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for that real stuff.
Now, to me, it seems like you've got your real sort of swagger and confidence back on this album as well. So, without further ado, let's get into another four tracks from the album. Stretch Taylor's Ghetto Heaven Show back on the other side. My special guest, Eric Benet, up here in the studio, here at Colourful, talking about his amazing album, Love and Life.
What's up, Stretch?
Gave you the hunger, patience, love, patience and time. Don't get low, don't let go, and I'm in love with you. Now, we're running a little bit short on time. I know you've got a crazy schedule before your shows. So, you know, I just want to thank you for passing through today.
It's been a pleasure.
We've got a whole heap of tracks we've still got to play.
Mm-hmm.
But, we're going to go back now to your classic material as well. You know, we don't want to just think you're an artist of this album. We want to go back and appreciate your album. And I know my wife... You know, this is like our courtship album.
Woo! I like that. I'm glad you got any kids.
A day in the life, so I've got to play some of this for her.
You got any kids?
Yeah, we've got a little girl, 4 months.
Glad to be of service.
So, you was. Trust me. So, yeah, my wife loves it, and actually, I think you owe me some royalties for Why You Follow Me, because I think I've played that every single soul gig I've played at
in
the last, 10 years. So I think I must have sold you about 10,000 copies of
that. That's what's up.
So thank you for bringing back real soul and R&B, Eric. And, I admire you for coming back the way that you have. It's wonderful to see you back strong and on point.
Oh, thank you,
and,
sir.
And I wish you much success for this amazing album. Grammy-nominated album, I should say.
Yeah, that felt good.
And thank goodness it's out on the streets here in the UK. So once again, I just want to thank you for taking time out to speak to us today and for just bringing great music back, man.
Man,
thanks for blessing us, yeah.
I really enjoyed the conversation, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Stretch Taylor, the Ghetto Heaven Show, here with my special guest, Eric Benet. Thank you, sir, for taking time out of your busy schedule, and good luck with your shows at the Jazz Cafe over this weekend. Thank you, sir.
God bless.